97.9 The Hill and Chapelboro.com present Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Listen as Sharon Hill discusses trending topics in today's business world with entrepreneurs and leaders in our community and what they're doing to provide innovation and guidance for success. Find this and all episodes at WCHL's website, Chapelboro.com. Now, Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 The Hill.
Thank you for joining us. My guest today is Katarina Bobach, who is the owner of Mia's Closet in Chapel Hill. Katarina, thank you so much for joining me today.
Sharon, it's a great pleasure. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. Mia's Closet. Katarina, what is Mia's Closet?
Mia's Closet is a designer resale boutique for both men and women. We are located in the Timberline Plaza in Chapel Hill, and we love to say that we specialize. We offer the personal touch and handpick beautiful items that we cater to our customers.
What kind of items do you have?
We carry a variety of brand names, but what I think is most important is, for me, it's not the name, but how well the items are kept, how beautiful they are, and most importantly, we listen to our customers' needs and wants. And what I mean by that is, as I get to meet my guests in the store, my audience, I make inquiries as to what do they like to wear? What are they missing in their wardrobe? And how can we achieve that together? And so in taking those notes, I follow up with them. When I'm on my buying trips, I think of what would Sharon like and any of my other guests. And I take notes and I follow up with them through a message, through an email, letting them know when I get new inventory in.
Now, you say buying trips. Where do you go for your buying trips?
Yes, I call them buying trips because they may be local or out of state. I used to reside in Florida, so I take trips to Florida often where I have a good following of customers, and I bring new pieces in from there. I also meet women local, and I help them clean up closets and handpick beautiful items that I think are in line with what my guests would like to see in the store.
Did you say you clean up closets for people? Tell me what that entails.
Certainly. Yes, that is a service we offer at Mia's Closet. We help clean up closets and reorganize by outfits. So for anyone who's looking for a personal stylist, helping cleaning their closets, we are it. Both Robert and I can help with that, and we can help both men and women achieve their dream closet.
Now, what do you do with the clothes that you take out of people's closets?
We can buy them.
Oh.
If they are in line with what we carry in the boutique, we buy them outright. We make an offer, and they become ours. And you have new space in your closet
for more
to shop for new pieces. So it's a win-win. Uh-huh. And we can certainly create different piles, if you would, of clothing. One that we can buy and we make an offer for. One that we can donate. And one that we can work with. So those single items sitting in your closet, in all of our closets, if we want to be honest, that we don't know what to do with, that is where I can come in and help you put an outfit together. That one shirt that sits there that you bought because you loved, but now you don't know what to do with it because you don't have the trousers or the skirt to create an outfit, I can help you achieve that.
That's fun. Oh, my gosh. Now, tell me, are you a consignment shop? Is everybody donating their clothes to you? What's the process there?
I'm glad you asked that question, Sharon, because, yes, we call ourselves a resale boutique precisely because we don't consign. And so we didn't want to call it a consignment shop. It will be misinformation provided. We buy outright. Whenever we have guests that bring us pieces, I look at them. And I make an offer on the spot. And if you or the guest that provides us those items accepts the offer, they have a check on the spot.
Wow. And I'm assuming the item has to be gently used, if not look brand new.
Certainly. I put emphasis on how well the item is kept. Because even though they're used, my customers love to have like new pieces.
Of course.
And so it's very important that the item is kept. The brands are important somewhat. And I say somewhat because for me personally, I think that the label is on the inside. So as long as you love the item and it looks so great, there may be a brand that you're not even familiar with. So I don't put so many emphasis on the label as much as how well the item is kept, how beautiful it looks, and what you can do with it, how many outfits you can put together.
And if a person says, as the example you gave earlier, I'm looking for a certain look, you say you might, when you're on your buying trip, think keep that person in mind and buy something for them and then contact them to say you've got it, for example?
Absolutely. That is exactly, pardon me, what I do. For example, when we first met, if you had said to me, I have a white party to attend, Katerina, and I'm looking for a new skirt and a jacket, I would make a note. I would ask you for sizing. Certain details that I now know are important when finding garments, because sizing is one, but the sleeve length is another, waist. And so those measurements I will take right on, and I would ask you, when do you need it by?
Yes.
And on my buying trips, or whenever someone comes in the store with items, I will keep in mind, and I keep looking for that item. When I find it, right? When I do find it, I will send you an email, or I will call you or send a message, whatever form of communication we agree to that is the best for you. And I will let you know that I do indeed have that item for you if you could stop by to try it on.
Ah, excellent. Could you send a picture, for example, so to actually see?
Absolutely. Pictures can be sent, emails can be sent, and there is never a compromise. And what I mean by that is that there is no obligation on my customers and that if I buy that, they have to buy it from me. That is just something I love to offer. So if it doesn't work for you, if it's not the right size, well, I tried.
You tried, yes.
And there will be someone else who can get that item. So we try to really be a step above and beyond the norm and to make our customers feel cared for, listened to, and to show them that not only we appreciate their business, but we are there for them to help them achieve their wants.
Now, that's customer service.
Thank you.
Does Robert do the same thing for men?
Indeed, he does. On the men's side, we have smaller inventory. If you visit our boutique, you'll realize that. As we're starting to add more and more, Robert has done the same thing that I do.
Okay.
He takes information down. He follows up with customers, and he helps them achieve their ideal person.
Right. Why don't you give us your contact information, please, Katerina?
Certainly. Mia's Closet Boutique is located in the Timberline Plaza. We are located on the main side of the plaza at 1129 Weaverdary Road, Suite N. And our phone number is 919-519-4640. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram as Mia's Closet Boutique, and that is where you can keep up with our new arrivals. I would like to say that I do a very good job at posting pictures, so we look forward to seeing you.
You're listening to WCHL 97.9. My guest today is Katerina Bobach, who is the owner of Mia's Closet, located in the Timberline Shopping Center. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 The Hill. Today's Business, focusing on business, innovation, and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carborough community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
Thank you for staying with us. My guest today is Katerina Bobach, who is the owner of Mia, that's M-I-A, Mia's Closet, located in the Timberline Shopping Center. Katerina, why did you start this business?
Sharon, the business started in June of 2016. My husband and I relocated to Chapel Hill from Florida, and I had a smaller version of what Mia's Closet is today online when I was in Florida on eBay. When we both made the decision to move from Florida to Chapel Hill, the question came was, what am I going to do here? Because I left my hospitality background job, and I transitioned so we made a decision to open a brick and mortar. And that is really how Mia's Closet Boutique came about. And we opened first in Durham, and we were there for about a year. In 2017, March 1st of 2017, we relocated the store to Chapel Hill, where we are today, in the Timberline Plaza.
What brought you from Florida to North Carolina, period? Why North Carolina?
A change of pace, if you would. Robert and I both wanted to really leave a busy city such Miami and transition into more quiet, a little more quality of life, more time to have for each other instead of being stuck in traffic every day. As you know, Miami can be that way. So that was really the reason why. And to try something new. So Mia's Closet Boutique was certainly that, trying something new.
And you named it Mia's Closet. Your name is Katarina. What? Why is it Mia's Closet?
Very true. Yes, Mia's. It's a nickname I carry at home. Robert has a Cuban background, and in Spanish, Mia means mine.
Mine.
And so he calls me Mia at home. And yes.
That makes sense.
And so that's why. But I do get called Mia quite a bit by my guests because they just assume that is my name.
So people call you Mia.
People do call me Mia. So it's Katarina / Mia.
I'm glad I asked that question.
I've been wondering.
I don't see a Mia here. That Cuban background, of course, Spanish. I love that. Now, you mentioned you have a hospitality background. Audience friends, when you see Katarina, she is so stylish and so perfect, you're going to just swear she had a degree in fashion. But you said hospitality is your background. How does that fit into this segue in your life?
It is very true. Yes, I love fashion, but I don't claim to be a stylist, nor do I have certifications to back it up, right? My hospitality background helps me, I believe, because what you'll find at Mia's Closet and what Robert and I try to provide is outstanding customer service. And that is the utmost importance in our store. It's the relationship that we have with our customers, is the gratitude that we have for them coming back to us. And we want them to feel exceptionally well while they are with us and when they leave, and just to say, wow, I had been treated so well.
That is the key to a successful business.
Thank you.
Who could walk into your door that you think, after they leave, this is the ideal client?
Certainly. In the almost two years that I had the business, I believe that our customer base, our ideal customer, is a woman in mid-30s and upwards, sophisticated. We don't cater fast fashion. We cater to those who know their style. Those women who have a sophisticated approach, who know what they like and dislike, and who are open to try new things.
That's beautiful. That narrows it down to everybody who's listening, as well as anybody else that comes in. Plus, I love the fact that people can come browse your store, as I did, and just found some treasures. I would ask our audience to just stop by and see and find some treasures. You had a sale rack that I fell in love with.
Thank you. Yes, we do. We do have sales periodically. At the moment, we have a sidewalk sale, and those are some essential pieces that really T-shirts, and I call them essentials because there are T-shirts and sweatshirts and some trousers and blazers that will cost you less than a coffee.
Whoa.
If you want. And so we have that for now, and that may be for another month. Periodically, inside the boutique, you would find a 50% off rack. And those would be pieces that we pull from the entire boutique, designers, high-end designers and not, and we mix them and we offer a good discount. There would be times that you would find pieces that are $10. There is denim that may be at $8. We don't have a system. They are just a surprise. You'll have to visit us and see what the sale would be that day, really.
That's an incentive.
It's true. We really don't have a system how we rotate our sales. I know other stores do that, but
yes.
In our case, it doesn't. We just decide today to do 50%, and if you come in, it's your lucky day.
That's wonderful. And this isn't all year. These are special times. You might decide, let's have a sale. And if they come by the right day, they might find a treasure.
That's wonderful.
Is all of your stock on the floor, or do you have stuff in the back? That if somebody asks for something, it may not be out front, but it might be in the back. Or is everything out on the floor?
90% of it is on the floor. And that is the idea, that eventually we get to where everything is always on the floor. We had overstock from when we moved from Durham, so we are trying to achieve that. But we can do that. If I have something in the bag that I know is in line with what you asked me, I could bring it out and offer it. So because I do the buying, I do most of the buying for the boutique. I know exactly what I have and in what size. So I could be of great help locating the item for my customers.
Please give us your contact information again.
Certainly. Mia's Closet Boutique, located at Timberline Plaza at 1129 Weaverdary Road, Suite N in Chapel Hill. Our phone number is 919-519-4640. Again, 919-519-4640. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook as Mia's Closet.
M-I-A apostrophe S.
Correct.
Mia's Closet. Wonderful. What do you do if a piece just does not sell, does not move? We've had it on sale now forever, and it's still there. What happens to that piece or those pieces?
Great question. Yes, we all have. All stores like mine, I assume we have those, and pieces get donated. In that case, I have customers who I've known for a while, and sometimes we do buy a certain amount and get two pieces from this rack for free. So we can have that as well. But donation is a big part, and we are in a great community where everybody loves to help each other. And so we have done that, and we'll continue to do so. Because there will always be extra pieces.
Always extra pieces. That's good to know. It's good to know nothing goes into the trash. If you can donate it, somebody's going to consider it their treasure.
Absolutely.
That's beautiful. Katarina, let's take a break. And when we come back, let's end up hearing about Mia's Closet, your fabulous business.
Thank you.
You're listening to WCHL 97.9 The Hill. My guest today is Katarina Boboc, B-O-B-O-C, who is the owner of Mia's Closet, located in Chapel Hill and the Timberline Shopping Center. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 The Hill. Today's Business, focusing on business, innovation, and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carver Row community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
We're back. I hope you're enjoying the show. My guest today is Katarina Boboc, who is the owner of Mia's Closet. I am going to do something I haven't done before, Katarina. I'm going to ask you two questions, and feel free to answer either way you like. My first question is, what challenges or struggles have you faced with Mia's Closet? And second, who are your competitors? Take it away.
Thank you, Sharon. I love both questions, and challenges and struggles. Well, where do I begin, right? There could be so many. I think the most important one that is worth mentioning is always finding that interesting inventory to have displayed so my guests can come back and keep finding pieces that they want to take home and not want to say no to. That is a challenge. That's something that they have to work on every day, looking out for pieces, sending out messages to those ladies I buy pieces from and asking them to let go of some beautiful pieces that they have at home. As for my competitors, well, to some of you out there, this may sound cliche to say that I don't think I have competitors, but I really feel that way. I think that each store, whether it's buying outright like mine or consigning, is completely different, and it caters to a different audience, to different age group. And one thing that differentiates Mia's Closet Boutique than others is that my clientele base is more mature women with a mature approach to fashion. And I know I said that before. What I mean by that is that younger girls, college girls, will come to our store and they will realize that we don't really have the Daisy Dukes.
Crop
tops, right? We don't for a reason, because I don't have a following for it. Now, where we come into play with them is when they graduate and they're looking for a job. They can come in and look for that beautiful blazer and a skirt, a button-down shirt, something that says, I'm ready for this, I'm in business, I really want this job. And that is where we can help. Anything else pertaining to competitors? Honestly, I think on occasion go and visit stores like mine, and just to see what they do better than us. How do they treat their customers? So I, in a way, I'm like I shop them, right?
I
stop
love
in
it.
Their stores and I'm there to buy and look for pieces for me. But I look at what is. What is it that they do different? What do they do? What do they do better than I
do? What can you learn from that experience?
Absolutely. Uh-huh. And then the not so good, which we all have room to grow, right? And I learn from those as well, if not more than the good ones. And I make sure not to repeat them in our store.
I think that's very smart, Katarina.
Thank you.
Let's close with getting your contact information, please.
Certainly. Mia's Closet Boutique, located in Timberline Shopping Center, at 1129 River Dairy Road, Suite N. Our phone number is 919-519-4640, 919-519-4640. And you can find us on Instagram and Facebook as well.
I love it. And may I add also that when that young college student comes to those clothes, head to toe. You also have shoes, you have jewelry. Do you have shoes?
We do. We do have a limited inventory for shoes, so in the future, they may not be a part of our store.
Understand.
But certainly, you can find anything else but shoes.
Thank you. Katarina, you are a joy. Thank you so much for educating our audience about Mia's Closet.
Thank you, Sharon. I was pleased to be here today.
Pleasure. Thank you. You've been listening to WCHL 97.9 The Hill. My lovely guest today has been Katarina Bobach, owner of Mia's Closet. I'm Sharon Hill. That's our show for today. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 The Hill. Remember, you can find this episode and all other episodes of Today's Business on our website, chapelboro.com. Join us again next week for the next edition of Today's Business on 97.9 The Hill.